You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iyer. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about fantasy football and NFL for SportingNews.com. And we've been breaking down the big article I have up there that we're updating as the moves come in, the free agent rankings there. We did an overview of it, and then we looked at the quarterbacks and talked a little extensively about Joe Flacco, the one move we know happening via trade there, and we're going position by position this week. So we took care of quarterbacks, so you can check that show out. Quarterback, really not as deep as we saw last year, but still some intrigue there with Joe Flacco moving for sure, and Nick Foles likely moving as well. So check out that. Today we'll turn our attention to the running backs, and we know running backs are a lot more interesting overall because they're the fantasy marquee position. Guys can switch teams and be effective. We had quite a few players on different teams last year, and we were tracking what they were doing, and one guy that we didn't have change team was Le'Veon Bell. You had Carlos Hyde was being the most notable. He kind of produced there for a little bit with the Browns, and then they moved on. We were excited about Jerick McKinnon, but then he got hurt. But Le'Veon Bell, that's a different level of back here that is going to a number of teams are going to be interested in him. And you look at Bell, he's still got plenty left. And I think having a year off is actually helpful for Bell here. No wear and tear here later in his career. He's only 26, by the way, so his age matches the jersey number he had for the Steelers that he probably won't be wearing again. So they're talking about transitioning, tagging him, but there's no way the Steelers are going to keep him. They've played out this drama long enough. They're going to move on with James Conner, whatever it is, even if he's not as a complete back, if they have to work in Jalen Samuels more here. But Bell's definitely moving on here. And really, there's been a lot of teams rumored. The Jets have been number one there that we're going to be watching out for. They really need a back, given Bilal Powell is hurt and older and a free agent. And you have Isaiah Crowell looking like a cut. And you only have Eli McGuire as your other option. The Colts look like a spot, but then Marlon Mack started to run well. They do have the young backs there, Nyheim Hines and Jordan Wilkins. You could see San Francisco maybe going back this route if McKinnon, the injury, they don't trust him as a down back, and they seem also to be an aggressive team. You can see Philadelphia saying that we just want one complete back here. We've worked in different guys with power and kind of the swing back and the third down back, and it quite hasn't worked. So Bell is going to have plenty of suitors. I don't think he's going to get necessarily what he wants. I think it's going to be more, maybe not the whole money he wants, but the guaranteed money that he's going to get. So with Bell, I think wherever he lands, we're going to see him as a feature back. That team should be paying him and looking at him as a feature back. Even though he's a little older, he probably has three or four pretty good years left in him. And again, having the break from the big volume he had with the Steelers as a runner and receiver last year, that's going to help refresh him and give him a shot to be very productive here. So Bell, the Steelers are concerned and didn't want to pay him up, but in fantasy football, I think he's going to return to the status of a close RB1. He's just too useful and versatile in a team that's going to invest in him. And that kind of money is going to give him a feature shot for sure. Now, the other marquee guy that you look at is Mark Ingram. And Mark Ingram, again, a guy that's on the older side, but he doesn't have that wear and tear either because Alvin Kamara's come in and helped relieve the duties early in his career with other guys there like Pierre Thomas, giving Mark Ingram a breather. So here's a power back. He's not going to give the Saints any discount here. He's already said that. This is a chance to cash in here near the end of his career. So maybe Philadelphia might be interested in him. But overall, we know this is still a strong back here. He's had some of his strongest years working with Alvin Kamara. In a situation like that, he could still be rather productive. But finish drives, I mean, The Saints had such a good rushing system there with him and Kamara and an offense that scored a lot, so there were a lot of opportunities. So in a part-time role, it would be hard to duplicate what he did with the Saints. But overall, you look at it and say that he's going to run hard. He's going to have touchdown potential wherever he's at. And a back that's kind of gotten better. He kind of struggled early in his career, then had to find his groove and role in the offense, and that kind of happened just in time for him with Kamara and really raising his stock there. So Mark Ingram, we're definitely intrigued. And again, more of an RB2 type that we're looking at there, no matter where he lands, because I don't see him as an older back getting the feature role he's looking for. Now, the next guy that we look at, Tevin Coleman, I think this is also a change of pace back. The Falcons didn't completely trust him with the full load there without Devonta Freeman. They worked in Ito Smith. Everyone knows that. It was frustrating. Then Coleman would come up with these home run plays that would score touchdowns and be productive. But then they would forget about him in some games. And I just didn't think, with Steve Sarkisian there and Kyle Shanahan moving on, I don't think Sarkisian used Coleman as well. And with Dirk Koetter now taking over the offense again, there are some Jaquizz Rodgers upgrade type skill set in Coleman, and Koetter has liked that type of player in the past, but I just don't see him returning here with Devonta Freeman getting that big deal. In this day and age, you just don't pay two backs top money, and the Saints know that. When Kamara's turn is due, to pay him a little bit more to keep him, and the Falcons already having chosen Freeman, they're investing. So Coleman, I think the 49ers have been a popular destination for him, obviously with the Shanahan connection there, that that offense could be revved up. You get him in there. He's a little bit more durable, as we know, than Jerick McKinnon. McKinnon is a little bit smaller, scat back-ish. Coleman has some similar qualities, but I think he's better straight-up running back than people give him credit for. So I really like what Tevin Coleman can bring to a team. That home run hitting, I think, again, he's best in a committee approach to keep his effectiveness up there. I could see him possibly going to Jacksonville, where there's a free agent there, and TJ Yeldon. So all kinds of possibilities for Coleman here. But, again, I see him as a change of pace. I think more of he was an RB3 mostly. He had some games where he exploded with long runs, and it was an RB1. But overall, Coleman is a guy that, looking at, he's probably what we've seen from the Falcons. I think he'll probably see a little bit more expanded role and bump up as an RB2 potentially, but still I'm not going too crazy on him. Now, we got a lot more backs to talk about, but first we have to talk about that there are so many ways to digest our Locked On podcasts here, and with Locked On Fantasy Football, just like with the other shows, you can listen to your car conveniently during your commute in the morning, or whether you're just driving around all day and then need something to listen to, some insight, sports, fantasy football, NFL, anything that we have to offer here on the Locked On Network. And it's the best way to listen to us. We're digestible there about the time that you drive from point A to point B. You can really be insightful with your favorite team or favorite sport or favorite aspect of the sport, whether it be fantasy football or the draft. So check that out for sure. Easy listening there in your car, and the insight you need for all the sports teams that you love here on the Locked On Network. We'll be right back here to look at the next wave of running backs in free agency. All right, well, let's take a look at maybe the second tier, so to speak. It starts with Jay Ajayi and running backs among free agents. And with Jay Ajayi, guy that gets hurt a lot, had the big season there ending in Miami. The Eagles traded for him, got some decent play down the stretch, but then he exploded early in the season against the Falcons with that big touchdown game. Then he kind of got hurt and the knee wore down a little bit. So special back with special qualities at times, but he's limited. I think he's another committee back that we look at. JJ, we drafted really high a couple years ago as the Dolphin, as the Miami breakout season on the heels of that, but it didn't really occur, and he got traded, and He was a disappointing in Philadelphia as well. So I look at Ajayi. I'm not sure what to think. I think he's a guy that we put on the fantasy radar because we know he's done some things in the past, but not completely buying into that Ajayi is going to have much value going forward. Now, TJ Yeldon of the Jaguars is intriguing to me because he did produce. We know that if we were Leonard Fournette owner, especially, that every time Fournette was hurt, you plugged in Yeldon, and things happened there, especially before the Carlos Hyde trade happened, and they added him as extra early down Fournette insurance. But Yeldon was just doing everything. He was playing, catching passes. We're playing ahead of Corey Grant there. I'm passing down to Corey Grant, by the way, is also a free agent, so something to watch. The Jaguars needing some receiving back help. And so Yeldon could return there, but you could see a team up there like the Giants maybe having a receiving back. They would obviously kill his value behind Saquon Barkley. So it's going to be tenuous where Yeldon wants to go here. I mean, Philadelphia, again, in play for him. You could see Washington, if they're worried about Darius Geis and need a little bit of support there, that Yeldon could be an option. So I think he's a serviceable backup, not someone we're looking for necessarily as a top fantasy pickup next year. Now, Spencer Ware, he's been pretty productive. I think he has to go to a good system. I think you could see Chicago. We know that there's a potential there if they're not into the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes, or now that Kareem Hunt is not in the mix, if they're going for a young back, that Ware there with Matt Nagy could be helpful for the Bears as a back that kind of more fits what they want to do there versus what you have in Jordan Howard. So a team to watch there for Spencer Ware. Now, Mike Davis had a pretty good year splitting work with Rashad Penny and the wide receivers there. So you can look at him and say, where are you going to go and be a power back? Maybe he goes back to the 49ers who have a similar system. So all kinds of things in play for Mike Davis. Now, Latavius Murray is looking for that big money deal because he feels, and it's true, that he was the more productive Vikings back because, you know, Dalvin Cook was hurt. That was the only reason for that. Murray is limited. I think they want every chance for Dalvin Cook to be a feature back there in Minnesota. So Latavius Murray, they're going to move on. I'm not sure where he fits because he's not necessarily a special power back, not a special change of pace back. Just kind of gets the things done kind of going forward. So we'll have to see. Maybe a return to the Raiders is in play here with Marshawn Lynch being a free agent, all kinds of things. And Marshawn Lynch could also retire, and they might not want to up Doug Martin, who's also a free agent there. So a team to watch there for Latavius Murray. Now, C.J. Anderson, the Rams might keep him around because his Todd Gurley knee injury doesn't look totally out of the woods yet. So Anderson, we know, fits their system. He didn't fit the Panthers system very well and moved on from Denver. He's a bigger back, and that gives him some limitations as well. He's not going to catch passes for you, but we'll watch C.J. Anderson. I think if he ends up in a better situation that isn't Carolina and more similar to Los Angeles, that he's going to have some value as a high-end backup. But other than that, we can't see him being too much more relevant in fantasy. Now, Darren Sproles is a free agent. I still think he has some years left. We'll have to see where he ends up. Maybe he can catch a few passes. Maybe with the Ingram being a free agent, Sproles slides back into the Saints one more time to be helpful. So all kinds of possibilities with Sproles, but definitely looking to move on from Philadelphia. Now, Adrian Peterson, we have on our list here, about in the middle of the pack. You look at him, I have him as the number 12 running back available. Part of it is his age, and he really exceeded expectations last year playing at high level. It's really about opportunity for him. Is he going to get it? We'll have to see what Darius Geis' situation comes through, but that's where you figure Washington is headed with the feature back situation. So Adrian Peterson, wherever he goes, we're going to have some intrigue because they pick him up, there's a reason they're going to play him. And we saw that in Washington, and he had those big games there for Washington as they dedicated themselves to the run. And you saw that there. And Darius Geis, I mean, I think the fact that Peterson produced that well behind that offensive line is good news for Geis if he's completely healthy. Now, I mentioned Marshawn Lynch and Doug Martin, both free agents here. Again, I think given Martin, it took him a long time to sign, and Lynch there. They could look at a running back in the draft. I had them taking Josh Jacobs there of Alabama in the first round in my latest mock. So there's definitely a concern there at that position. They might want to get younger there with John Gruden and Mike Mayock. And so when you look at overall, Murray might be a guy that they bring in behind a young back. Back on this roster, while Peterson and Martin, they just move on here. Now, Buck Allen with the Ravens, actually Ty Montgomery, we'll tie him in with that. These guys just didn't do much. And Gus Edwards, by the way, they have to worry about if he's a guy they want to keep. Alex Collins is a restricted free agent. So this Ravens backfield could look severely different. And they might be in the market here for a back more than you think. Murray could fit there as well. You can see them taking a flyer, Mike Davis, Spencer Ware. Ajayi could be there, Baltimore. So all kinds of things opened up in Baltimore as a team that we're going to watch the backfield. Gus Edwards is pretty good. We know that down the stretch, working with Lamar Jackson. But Edwards is a limited guy, can't catch passes. When you lose Allen Montgomery, they do like Kenneth Dixon, but how much can you trust him and invest in him there? But I figure Montgomery and Allen, no matter what, are out of this mix. Now, Alfred Blue is also a free agent. This is something to watch, mainly because to see if Dante Foreman gets more of a shot here. They've talked about cutting Lamar Miller the past couple off seasons. That hasn't quite happened. We'll see if that comes through. I mentioned Bilal Powell moving on from the Jets. The Jets are going to be in the market for a new back. Again, I don't see Eli McGuire being their complete answer. They're going to have to pair him with someone else, especially with Isaiah Crowell, a likely camp cut. And Rod Smith has been a good backup to Zeke Elliott, so we'll just watch that situation with the Cowboys, where he goes. Maybe he goes to Jacksonville and bees Fournette's new backup, so all kinds of things to watch. Speaking of Jacksonville, Corey Grant flashed as a satellite player for the Jaguars, but not much there for him out there than a change of pace role. Jeremy Hill had a good start for the Patriots, got a Super Bowl ring, but got hurt. Didn't play much there, and it really kind of fell apart for him. He's going to have to move on, maybe try to extend his career at best here for a team that needs a power back, from one that can finish in the red zone. Now, this is just one pool of players. How about all the great running backs? I mentioned Josh Jacobs there of Alabama. You have Neiman Harris. You have Bryce Love of Stanford. Justice Hill there of Oklahoma State. So all kinds of backs that are available in the draft. Well, how do you find out about all these backs and who's going to be special and worth the picks there? Most likely starting in the late first round, going a lot in the second round. Well, you got to check on Locked On NFL Draft and the Draft Dudes podcast here, both part of the Draft Network extensions there. You have John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema there on Locked On NFL Draft, and the Draft Dudes is a extension of that with all the good guys at the Draft Network. So check out those shows here on the Locked On Network. And we'll be right back here to wrap up our look at the free agent running backs in 2019. Okay, we just have a few more running backs to talk about. Amir Abdullah, now with the Vikings. That's where he ended his season. He was with the Lions, we know. Very disappointing there. So change of pace at best. I don't think he's going to get many of his second chances there. Frank Gore, will he extend his career somewhere after having a one-year deal with the Dolphins and being rather productive? That's a big question. Alfred Morris, probably done here. He's can still fit in his zone blocking scheme, but the 49ers are definitely going to move on. Jaquizz Rodgers, especially with his favorite coach, Dirk Cutter, there, probably not an option for the Buccaneers. The Lions have two power backs, Zach Zenner and LeGarrette Blount, as free agents. So that's going to shake things up behind Kerryon Johnson. Maybe it adds up to Kerryon Johnson having a bigger role. Stephen Ridley, I think the Steelers will move on from him if they like James Conner and Jalen Samuels as the new duo going forward, with obviously no Le'Veon Bell and him moving forward. Benny Cunningham of the Bears, we'll have to see. They could blow up that backfield with Howard and Cunningham and only mainly keep Terry Cohen and get some back more in that system. Cameron Artis Payne, Panthers didn't work out. He's not going to be Christian McCaffrey's backup, pretty sure. I mean, Fozzie Whitaker, also a free agent, so we'll see what goes there. And then Brandon Bolden, guy I mentioned, flashed randomly for the Dolphins late in the season, but overall, not someone that you look at. And those are the backs that are most notable. There's a lot more out there that are available, but really when you look at the top, there are quite a few intriguing veterans there, especially when you don't have a Saquon Barkley or Ezekiel Elliott. And Josh Jacobs is a pretty good back, but that's only going to solve one team's backfield answers here in the draft. So a lot of guys likely to be on move, change the landscape of the backs that stay on their teams that they're moving on from and the backs that they're going to be joining in other teams. We already saw a little bit of shakeup with that with Kareem Hunt going to the Browns and shaking up potentially what they have in Nick Chubb and Duke Johnson Jr. So that's what we're doing to cover and thinking about all aspects of fantasy when it comes down to running backs on the open market here in 2019, giving a little bit of reality insight on what we think will happen, some rumors that are out there already, and what's the importance of these players moving teams is for fantasy football. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this is Vinny Iyer. We'll be back tomorrow to look at the wide receivers. Not any marquee names there. It's more about slot play and some guys on the outside with big bodies there that have some fantasy value, especially with their red zone finishing ability. And we'll weigh that versus what we had in our mock draft and a lot of good talent early at wide receiver in the 2019 NFL draft. For the show, we'll come back tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll have insight for you all the way this offseason, and keeping it here with Locked On Fantasy Football. We'll get you through, do the advanced scouting you need to know for the 2019 season.